Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Birdie, are you allowed to make chicken Monaco without Monica?
Am I allowed, Badger? Am I allowed? I run a multinational corporation.
You own a multinational corporation. Technically, your mom runs it until you're 18.
Whatever. The point is, what I have in this pan is not chicken Monica. This is chicken Bird.
Technically, isn't all chicken chicken Bird?
I'm starting to get tired of your technicallys.
Sorry. It looks great.
I know. It's all about the fresh parm I add. My mom doesn't even think about the cheese factor.
It's not a competition, is it?
No, of course not. There's room in this world for Chicken Monica and the far superior Chicken Bird. It's just, sometimes I feel like she doesn't respect me as a woman or a business person.
I'm sure that's not true.
She and Dad still see me as a little kid. She's even giving more responsibility to that Casey girl, and I'm not even sure I trust her.
Why?
She's a little extra, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but I'll take your word for it.
That's why I like you. And it's fine if my parents don't recognize my talents. It just means I have to do stuff on my own sometimes.
You mean like cooking a late night meal?
I mean like figuring out who's trying to sabotage my company. Since Sai's accident, Dad's arrest, Brinley's getting stuck at that weird school, and now Bruce? Everyone's taking their eye off the ball, but not me, Badge. Someone's out there trying to hurt us, and I'm going to find them. Who would be coming here so late?
I'll get it.
We'll both get it. Bruce?
Hey, guys. What smells so good?
Bruce, are you all right?
Yeah, never better. Something smells really great, and nobody is a better smeller than I am.
It's Chicken Bird, my own twist on Chicken Monica.
Impressive.
Bruce, how are you here?
Hoverboard?
No, I mean, when we left you, you were still...
disassembled and rebooting? Well, consider me booted.
So, you're good?
I'm good.
Like, Bruce good, or...?
It's me, Birdie. Good old Bruce.
But... how?
Isn't this what you were working on, Badge?
I was. I just hadn't fully figured it out yet.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit.
Do you mind if we run you through some diagnostics at Holiday Corp tomorrow?
Adam! Adam!
What are you doing?
Seeing if he'd turn his head. You passed that test, Bruce.
Glad to hear it. Because I gotta say, whatever happened during this reboot, I highly recommend it. I feel brand new.
The cafeteria is now closed.
You're sure this is the woman who ran you over in the stairwell, Casey?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but it's definitely the face I saw in my dreams. Eye patch and all.
Sai, have you had any contact with Delphine since...
Not since Thornton Rust, no.
Why would she come after you?
I'm sorry. Maybe this is none of my business, but who is Delphine?
She was Dr. Whittier's assistant, after he was dead.
So he was like... a zombie?
After he was believed to be dead.
Oh, got it. I think.
And she was like Bruce.
A robot.
Yeah.
So a robot and an eye patch somehow snuck into the building and injected you with a substance that nearly killed you?
It doesn't make sense. Is she angry with our family because of what happened to Dr. Whittier?
What happened to Dr. Whittier?
Well...
Adam killed him.
Sigh.
It's okay. She pretty much knows everything else.
So, if Bruce...
Adam.
If Adam killed her boss...
And now Bruce is part of our family.
Maybe this is revenge?
If that's the case, then none of us are safe.
The cave-in created a natural barrier. It looks like we're behind a waterfall now.
Maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Now Solstice and Coffee Gun...
Kazu!
...can't get to us. And more importantly, Pen can't mess with my memory from there.
Do you still have your mother's journal?
Right here. It got a little wet, but I think it's okay.
Shh! They're getting close.
Solstice, we have to go now!
Go where, Kazu? We're trapped.
There are stairs behind the blue rock, but the ceiling is going to crack further. We have to hurry!
Not until we find out who else is here. Show yourselves now!
We need a distraction.
It would have to be a pretty wild distraction.
Someone just fall from the sky?
Kazu! Alligator! Pen, back away.
Don't move, Dr. Solstice. I'll take care of it. Easy there, big fella. It's me. Good friends. Right.
Is it me? Or is the gator looking at Pen like he's dinner? We have to do something.
Wait!
Abre! Abre!
What's she doing?
The door. It opens. It closes.
Jude? The gator. Where did it go?
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Odid.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.